Muchas gracias, doctor Surya Deva.
Thank you, Mr. Deva, for this presentation which reflects the profound knowledge you have of our process. I would like to let you know that at the start we had invited two women to take part in this panel discussion. However, they had previous commitments and unfortunately were not able to accept that invitation. But in any case, we wanted to invite women to the panel discussion. I will be brief because I want to give the floor to states and civil society members who I'm sure have questions for you. I would just add that there are various important points that I will remember from your statement. In particular, you mentioned that we need to take into account what populations need, and indeed civil society has an incredibly important role to play, and we need to work more closely with countries as well. I also remember the link that you drew between specificity and flexibility and solutions that we can imagine to achieve a balance between these two elements. I fully agree with you that a legally binding instrument should not only be an instrument that is both substantively and in its form that is well created, but we need to have a series of standards and obligations which ensure the respect of human rights. I used to take note of your proposal concerning the way in which the group of friends of the chair could work. And 2025 might be a little difficult, but in any case, we will attempt to achieve this goal, not only within the group of friends of the chairs, but among member states. And the LBI is a responsibility which falls to the member states. I would like now to give the floor to representatives of member states who would like to make observations or ask questions to our two panelists.
Reconozco al distinguido representante permanente del Uruguay. Usted tiene
the permanent representative of Uruguay.